What are we going to call this podcast exactly?
I think we should call it a Gavalavan Gavlaun.
That does not even sound remotely pronounceable.
But it's correct.
I want to call it Iro Iro.
Iro Iro? Why my hero?
You know, Iro Iro, various.
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 That's right.
Various.
It's various.
It's various. It's various. It's so what was that little bit you said at the beginning?
A Gavalavan Gavlaun, which literally means the total bloodbath, which is my translation of the full catastrophe in the Welsh language, but no one else's. Dear March, come in. How glad I am. I hoped for you before. Put down your hat. You must have walked. How out of breath you are.
Really? I never wear a hat for fear of failing.
May I continue? Dear March, how are you? And the rest? Did you leave nature well? Oh, March, come right upstairs with me. I have so much to tell.
Upstairs? To tell? You really are ready to give it away, aren't you?
You bet your sweet booby I am. Five years ago, pale, frail man heaving a knapsack clambered up a very steep set of stairs in South Melbourne.
Climb every mountain, ford every stream.
And I was behind him because I was going up to do the first edition of The Full Catastrophe. It is exactly 5 years ago this weekend since this program, The Full Catastrophe, on Joy 94.9, started. I was at the beginning and my name's Andy Bell, and bringing up the rear is
Hikaru Freeman.
That would be a good name for a program, wouldn't it?
That would be a very
bringing
good name.
Bringing up the rear.
Bringing up the rear, you know.
Yes.
We love a good sexual double entendre on this network.
We do, we do, we do. And that was the Isley Brothers.
Yes, the funkiest tax cheat in America, Ron Isley, singing Winner Takes All.
And here on The Full Catastrophe on Joy 94.9, where you've just heard A Touch of Pink with Dennis and Dick, who will return next week at the same time. This is TFC, and it's the anger edition.
Yes.
The anger edition of TFC. If you've not been with us before,
shame on you.
Exactly, but you still have time. This is the fourth last Full Catastrophe, so we're in the five stages of grief. Last week we had denial. This week it's anger. Next week it's bargaining.
Oh. Is that where we bargain for a different time slot?
Not this little black duck. The week after that is depression.
Oh.
And the week after that is
acceptance.
Oh, yeah, and yeah, a bit of blubbing. So there you go. Yes. So he's Hikaru Freeman. I'm Andy Bell. And if you have tuned in for the very first time, or even logged on for the very first time,
via joy.org.au/listenlive.
Or you might have downloaded the app.
Which you should have.
Which isn't bad.
Yeah.
How can one sum up?
Well, how can one sum up a puree, a smorgasbord, a buffet? Actually, I'd say we're a buffet because we are hot.
Yeah, we are.
Yes, we are hot. And we are a selection of hot musical items, which seemingly might not have to have relation, but they do actually go together.
And the water in the bain-marie is replaced at regular intervals.
No crypto.
Beachy, Giacomo Pino, Hana Hano, Giacomo Pino, Hana Hano, Giacomo Pino, Hana Hano, Giacomo Pino, Hana Hano, Pino, Hana Hano, Giacomo Pino, Hana Hano, Giacomo Pino, Hana Hano, Giacomo Pino, Hana Hano, Giacomo Pino, Hana Hano.
Dr. John, my Indian red.
Now, I have a question. I've never seen a picture of Dr. John, but I get this image in my head of someone that looks like Dom DeLuise.
Dom DeLuise, little fella, he...
little fella, wide waistline.
Wide waistline. Mel Brooks film, and also in Murder by Death.
Yes.
He played Hercule Poirot or some such.
I would say it's probably some such.
Yes,
more than
because
that.
Yes. If you've never seen Murder by Death, by the way, the best spoof of detective genre ever. Everyone's in it, including Maggie Smith.
Maggie Smith is in everything. Maggie Smith is going to be the Lord Mayoress of Melbourne at some point.
What's a full catastrophe?
What is the full catastrophe? The full catastrophe is right on now. By the way,
oh yes,
it is 13 minutes past 9 here in Melbourne.
Oh, and you're not going to do time checks again?
And it is 33 minutes past 7 in Darwin.
Well, that's fair enough.
Yes,
hello,
fair.
Darwinians.
Hello,
have
Darwin.
Have we got any Darwinians?
Yes,
up
have
there?
We? Yes.
If we have, you know you can get in contact with us.
Yes, you can get in contact with us at... many different ways. There is 1-300-JOY-949 if you're in Australia.
Max is there.
Reigning supreme,
and
as always. There is also 0427-JOY-949.
0427-569-949, which is the same, but somewhat more controversial.
And then there is on-air at joy.org.au. And in terms of social media, we are very socially mediated because you can reach us at TFC Random Tunes on Facebook as well as at FullCatJoy on the Twitter. And a special shout-out to David, who says he's loving the eclectic mix.
Well, that's very nice. And also to Tex, who is... upset that there's only 4 to go. But think of it this way.
We're not like blue healers.
No, but there's still enough time in this program to drive across the state of Victoria. You could start over, just cross the line from Mount Gambier, and I reckon 8 hours or so, and you'd just about be at Albury Wodonga. Think of it that way.
And we've got podcast galore to keep you entertained after we go off the air.
Well, will we ever disappear?
Now, you have just showed a picture of Dr. John, and I have just had a nice little... aha light bulb moment.
All right, it will go on the playlist, by the way.
Yes.
But what made you go aha uppercase A?
I just realized that he's the inspiration behind Dr. Teeth of the Muppets.
Yes,
he looks exactly like
Dr.
I
knew that, but I hadn't remembered that.
I didn't know that.
No, I do remember that now. Wow. The Muppets.
Yeah.
Do you know, I don't know if I've ever played the Muppets on this program.
No, I've heard the Muppets on Silver Sound, so we have
yeah,
to go.
Yeah, I've had Ernie and Bert, and I've had Kermit, but...
That's kind of Muppet adjacent.
Yeah, it is Muppet adjacent.
Yeah.
But I don't think a magistrate would accept it. You're listening to The Full Catastrophe on Joy 94.9.
Allegedly.
Which is nearly Joy 95.
But we can't get that last little point.
No, the handle fell off.
Joy 949.
Touch my fingertips and my heart is aglow. You've been to kiss my lips and I can't let you go. Maybe I should resist, I'm a fool, I know. But at a time like this, my resistance is low.
Your resistance is low.
With a capital O. So don't be persistent. Baby, keep your distance. You know my resistance is low.
Keep your distance. You know my resistance is low.
Yeah.
Hoagie Carmichael.
Not a sandwich.
No, his first name was Hoagland.
His parents clearly didn't like him.
And he was a bit of a Renaissance man from the South, and you can see him in the Bogart, Humphrey Bogart movie. I think it's Key Largo where he appears, but he pops up in a few black and white movies. He was a lyricist, he was a composer, and he had a face perhaps only a mother could truly adore. But that was him. My resistance is low. But a bit of fun there.
I imagine many people tonight are actually probably saying that.
Well, that's true. We shouldn't say that, but we did.
Well, we just did. It's a long weekend. Lots of people's resistance is low.
Oh, yes, indeed. Chris is just... did he SMS?
No, he emailed in.
Oh, yes, he did. What did he say, young Hikaru?
Okay, I will jump over here.
I'm sorry. Hikaru's... We're trying a different position tonight.
Yes.
It's taken this long. And anyway, Chris says, evening, boys. Congratulations on your fifth birthday. And just a few shows to go. And then, like the lovely text, what am I to do if I'm home on a Saturday night?
It's pre-Watershed. We can't answer that question.
Well, no, we will. We have some revelatory material.
And also we have an email in from Chris. Chris.
Oh.
By the way, congratulations, this particular Chris.
Yes, very well done. To misquote Victoria, that's not a salad bar. That's a hospice. What? I don't understand that. May your plate warmers never fail. Well, thank you very much. It's not so much the...
Is that a vague Bain Marie reference?
Yeah, I think so. It's not so much the plate warmers. We often run short of cutlery.
And our tongues.
That's correct. But anyway, this is The Full Catastrophe on Joy 94.9. And also the online thing, which we don't tell you as much about, which I don't quite understand why.
Melbourne's most uplifting station is about to take you to new heights. Joy 94.9.
There are times when you just have to draw breath and pause and consider what really is important. And something happened today which made me do that. And it's amazing how you can sit on a bench in Bourke Street with the world and its carrier bags flying either side of your ears, and you are completely disconnected with that because you've lost somebody and someone close to you has also lost somebody. So, for just a moment, for Phil and for Paul.
Just one way I can tell you're doing right by this nail. Hold me, hold me, hold me tight. You don't have to tear the stars from heaven, make a record rocket flight, or own the Vanderbilt loot, or wear a casual air suit. Hold me, hold me, hold me tight. There are those who may contend diamonds are a girl's best friend, but don't go dig a diamond mine for me. Don't lay rubies at my feet. You can make my world complete with the best things in life that are free. By my side and I'll be well satisfied if you do one thing and do it right. Hold me, hold me, hold me tight.
If there's a handful of artists that somebody somewhere has found out about over the last 5 years, latecomers, it was 5 years ago that this program started, and it is next week that we celebrate our 250th edition. So we're celebrating as we close the shop down. One of those artists I hope somebody somewhere has discovered, Blossom Dearie, great name, fantastic singer. That's all I have to say. And she was singing there, Hold Me, Hold Me, Hold Me.
Hey, Karen.
Yes.
What would you like to talk about now?
I would like to talk about this upcoming artist right now, but also very briefly, another brief shout-out on the Twitter to Brendan McLean, who we will be featuring towards the end. He says, major respect to us.
Does that mean?
Major respect. I think it's what those funky kids who listen to lots of that weird reggae music thinks makes them sound cool. No, and all seriousness, Brendan McLean is a very...
is that sort of like...
It's hip, daddy-o.
It's sort of like, oh, you're really going, I quite like the program, Andrew. I listen most weeks when I'm not doing the ironing. It's a bit like that?
It's a bit like that. But he is a very, very... He's an out-gay artist who is very well-spoken, and it's, you know, it's an honor to be mentioned.
That's the most important thing, boys and girls.
Yes.
Be well-presented.
Yes.
Shiny shoes.
Yeah.
Well spoken.
Extremely important. Now, Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Very interesting artiste.
Very skinny, too, isn't he? He sort of looked like he was like the Irish Leo Sayer.
He was, and he had a bit of, at one period, he had a bit of a fro going.
Yeah, he did. And now.
This is 1970s.
Yes, mid 1970s. No, late 1970s, I think. Is it? Yeah.
I was a teenager.
Okay.
So don't push it.
I was an ovum. And but my introduction to the works of Gilbert O'Sullivan actually came via a Japanese cartoon called Maizoni Koku. And they
you're making that up.
I'm telling you the God's honest truth. And they featured for one episode only because they realized they didn't have the rights to do it for more than one episode. Two Gilbert O'Sullivan songs, Alone Again, Naturally, and Get Down.
Oh.
Now, Alone Again, let me tell you one interesting thing. Alone Again, Naturally, which I thought for obvious lyrical reasons wouldn't be appropriate for this show. The show is about a widower who is dealing with the loss of her very recent loss of her husband. Now, tell me, would you think, knowing what the lyrics are of Alone Again, Naturally, would you think that's a good opening theme song for a show?
Well, the kids in 1970-something liked it. He came on the scene as a sort of, he wasn't quite a skinhead, but he had skinny, short jeans and what we would have called in those days, bother boots. And then he sort
bother
of...
Bother boots.
Bother boots.
Yes.
You know, a bit of bother.
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 No, not Bubba, Bova.
That's me trying to do a Cockney accent.
All right.
Now, anyway.
Anyway, he then morphed into, he sort of went a bit sort of collegiate because he sort of wore jumpers with G on the front and he became a bit of an all-round entertainer.
Yes.
Which kids, if you have shiny shoes and speak well, that's what you can become as well.
So this next song was the ending theme song for that one very special episode of Maizoni Koku, Get Down by Gilbert O'Sullivan. Gilbert O'Sullivan, Get Down.
Now, it's odd, you know, as you many people are aware, I came very late to Ethel Merman.
Really?
And the only reason I got to like Ethel Merman because it was used in one episode of a particular genre of pornography. Sorry.
Okay, can you give us the 13 rated version of this story?
No. Look,
you don't drop that kernel out there without delivering it.
I will deliver it because it was very soft core. It was for a particular religious way of thinking and of birth control. And in the background, there was Ethel singing "I've Got Rhythm." You're listening.
It didn't involve a stapler, did it?
Oh, I couldn't possibly comment. Anyway, but before we go down that particular avenue, we have to go down this particular boulevard. It is the full catastrophe. Only 3¾ to go.
In a moment, we'll be coming back and not talking about the West Australian election on Joy 94.9.
Basics, looking over my shoulder.
Where?
I know. We're looking over my shoulder. And guess what is over that shoulder? Gaultier. That's Gaultier's old band.
Wow.
And there was this very interesting article, and I know I say interesting. You could practically do a shot every single time I say interesting on this program. nothing from the peanut gallery in reference to that.
There's not enough Sauvignon Blanc in Marlborough for
or absinthe.
Which makes the heart grow fonder.
Now, there was an article in The Age that actually was about the basics, which is how I actually...
We can't call it that.
Sorry, yes.
Right. We now can't... can't call it the little paper either, because the little paper is already the little paper. So I think what we have to call it is the perfectly formed paper.
The other one.
Yep.
The other paper. The other...
Anyway, there was an article in the perfectly formed paper.
In that paper. Mm-hmm. In the shorter form. In the paper that has a shorter title. About the basics. And it was one of the members of it actually went and said that Gaultier was this weird-looking, gangly guy who couldn't dress, and they took him and gave him suits and ties, and they made Gaultier Gaultier.
They shined his shoes up and made him speak properly.
They made him. They took Wally from Montmorency and turned him into a industry off of one song.
And aren't we as a nation proud?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
We're proud of him.
Oh, indeedly doodly. This is The Full Catastrophe, if you were wondering, with Hikaru Freeman and Andy Bell here on Joy 94.9.
Only four more to go, and it's now probably 3¾
Look,
left.
Don't get morbid.
Oh.
Or maudlin.
Maudlin.
No, or moribund. Because, look, there's still...
Can I be half part in this?
Yeah, well, why not? Only if I can be... What's the other one?
And that's just the least triangle has
the high,
side
of the hypotenuse of the right triangle is equal to the sum of the two sides.
There are the basics and there are the almanacs, and we are the almanacs.
Indeed we are. Now, Boz, Boz Skaggs, there's a name I hadn't seen in a while, and I was a bit partial to Boz Skaggs back in the day.
Now, I only really know very little about Boz Skaggs. It's very rare on this program that we have artists that I don't have a font of knowledge coming from, but my introduction to Boz Skaggs was at my brother-in-law's place, and he was playing it, and I... just thought, oh, what a catchy tune. But now that I actually really look at his name, how could you get the name Boz Skaggs? What can Boz possibly be short for?
Bosley.
Bosley?
In Tom Bosley of Happy Days, which was on the edgy channel between 10 and 12 today while I was waiting to have my hair cut.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that fantastic?
Edgy programming.
It is. Wow. And there were 7 blokes waiting for a haircut, and 4 of us went, Tom Bosley! As in Boz Skaggs. I don't know. Does anyone out there know where Boz Skaggs comes
from? Yeah, you know, you are our Wikipedia joysters.
Well, more reliable than Wikipedia.
Now, Boz Skaggs, he is singing. Now, this song is What Can I Say? And what can we say? Except this is Joy 94.9, because we haven't done the station ID in God knows how long.
And your shoes are so shiny.
live version. Skaggs, what can I say?
Well, what can you say is you have just discovered
I've discovered
a linkage with your own home American state.
Yes, thank you for specifying the state here, because
yes, let's go through the details.
Yes,
William Royce Boz Skaggs is from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
But he attended a school in Texas. In fact, a school whose choir we have played on this program, St. Mark's School, who sang a carol just before last Christmas. I can't remember. It was
the Zither Carol.
I thought
they were from Tampa.
Don't get in the way of a good story.
Okay.
Anyway, he went to the University of, and this is where you pick it up,
the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Which explains...
With Steve Miller.
Yes, with Steve Miller, and he was the lead vocalist in Steve Miller's then band, The Marksmen. Now, this explains why, growing up, I'd heard Boz Skaggs' name all the time, because he would be at Summerfest, which was a Moomba-like festival that occurs in Milwaukee. It's one of the biggest live music events in the whole entire country.
It is to Milwaukee what Moomba is to Melbourne, and yes. I'll leave the rest of you to make your own minds up about that. Any road up, he had the nickname Bosley at school, so perhaps it is a Tom Bosley reference, and that became
Boz. No, it can't be a Tom Bosley reference.
Why
because,
not?
No, Tom Bosley didn't become famous until the 70s, and this is in the 50s.
Yeah, but Bosley would have been... No, he was in the musical Fiorello on Broadway in the 50s, and perhaps a parent went there and referred to that and showed people the program.
No, wasn't Bosley some character as somebody's, gendarme or Man Friday...
Or significant other?
Euphemism.
Yeah. Does anyone know what a Bosley is?
I'm just
looking for the Bosley here. Hold on a minute. Who put that bracket up there? We'll need a Bosley to get that down, you know.
What the funk is going on?
Exactamundo.
By the way, what the funk is going on will be on this Labor Day Monday at 6:30 a.m. here on Joy 94.9.
Yeah, breakfast on Labor Day with...
myself and Chappow.
Explain, I mean, just Chappow,
the Chappow Show, which was on earlier today.
Chappow. All very well, but people need context.
Yes, and the context is Chappow.
I mean, if all I do is Bosley, no one knows what the heck I'm going on about. In a moment, talking of context,
yes.
In the wind down of the full catastrophe, we had to return to one of the most amazing $3 worth of CD ever bought on Swanston Street in a certain store. This is The Full Catastrophe on Joy 94.9.
That was Chappow right there.
Yeah. Now, on Swanston Street in Melbourne Town...
Not a euphemism.
There are a number of shops where you can buy things for less than, say, $5 and more than $2. And they're very, very, very... How can one put this politely? Rubbish. Anyway, I was in one of these, and I can't possibly reveal which one it was, but it is named after a character in a Thames television drama.
Danger Mouse.
Correct. Oh, my God, we're going to be sued. Anyway, I'm downstairs, and here it is. Gregorian chants, Songs of the Beatles. $3. Now, that day, it was a choice between eating... and this CD, and I chose this CD. This is absolutely fair dinkum. It's the Aalborg Monastery and the Borglum Monastery, wherever they may be, and I have a feeling it might be, actually, it might be Denmark, but it says here it's Belgium. But what the heck? If you're a fan of the Beatles, I apologise. We think we've finally solved the mystery of Ascoltate, which looks
now,
like an anagram.
Yes, Ascoltate singing
Love Me Do by the Beatles.
Yes.
And they say thanks to two monasteries. Well, we've done some detective work.
Well, yes, and we also got a little bit of a theological lesson.
Yes, we did. The two monasteries referred to on the CD cover are in Denmark.
Now,
as my friend, as he nailed his principles to the door, said, well, they're Lutheran, they don't have monks.
Because that's the whole point of Lutheranism. Martin Luther went there, grabbed a nun, and said, we're getting married, and because...
Ding dong, the bells are going
and
to chime.
And you can talk to God. That's all we're talking about, theology there.
So what we think, and there's no other clue on this CD cover, which is some of the finest photocopying work I've seen in a long time, is that a mob of, I reckon, session singers recorded it at these two Danish monasteries.
I think they definitely were session singers that were from Anglophone country.
Yes, because they didn't have much
there
of a...
There was not an accent
there
going on
there.
There
was near an umlaut or whatever that thing through... What's the thing through the O called? Brad?
Brad, yes.
Has SMS'd, and he was talking about...
Bosley,
yes. From Charlie's Angels.
Yes. Bosley was a character in Charlie's Angels, played by Bill Murray in the remake, first remake, and by, I think, Bernie Mac, the late Bernie Mac, in the second one. Or am I getting the other way around?
I'll leave it to you there. We've got a big tick from one of our listeners saying, so soothing, I won't need any Valium tonight. Well,
and that's set in highlighted, nonetheless. It was set highlighted.
Well, segueing now.
Jiminy Cricket.
Yes, we will get this in because this is sort of oddness corner. Although some would posit that in all 249 programs of this series, there has been a degree of oddness.
Yes.
But I think I'm fully purging the oddness tonight. Because we're going from a bunch of, we think, probably Anglophone session singers...
In a Danish monastery.
And probably having a boozy weekend on the cross-channel ferry.
That's what you do in Denmark.
One of the heartthrobs of the 50s and 60s on a British film, later to make, of course, a name for himself in Death in Venice, and he became a noted writer.
He also made a very good stand in as being one of the taking a big risk on his career by appearing in the film Victim.
First ever portrayal in film where the word homosexual was said, and he also said the word queer.
Yes,
I'm queer! Dirk Bogarde.
Yes.
He made an album where he didn't use the words homosexual or queer, or Bosley.
But it was pretty queer.
Yeah, he was actually. But here's the track, and the good news is it lasts 1 minute and 47 seconds.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true. And I, of course, replied, something here inside couldn't be denied. There's...
Marcel L. Stellman.
Gesundheit.
Said on the liner notes to the original LP, "It took me 2 years to capture Dirk Bogarde.
In what format?"
"And put him on record. The desire to do so came to me when I forced myself during a visit to a cinema to listen to him as well as to watch him."
Wait. Forced himself.
"These proceedings are at an end." That was the great classic song, yeah. "Smoke Gets in Your Eyes," as you have never heard it. There were a couple of words I'd never... Did he say chirfed in there? And when to rhyme with laughed?
I have no idea. I just think he just went there and... He got himself liquored up and went in there and just decided to go. That was weirder than Richard Harris's version of MacArthur Park.
Yeah, I would say Marcel probably liquored him up as well.
Yeah,
that was Dirk Bogarde.
Hipsters.
If you've never seen Dirk Bogarde in his pomp, he was a very handsome man.
Very, extremely. Very.
And on this album, he is winsome.
Smoldering. No, I think he's smoldering. He's smoldering, not winsome. Winsome implies innocence. He looks like he's done stuff and seen stuff.
And he could be on Chapel Street tonight. He's got the look. He's got the sideies going. He's got a bit of fashion sense and eyes which you just want to go off the 4 meter board for.
Well, perhaps.
With or without.
Some might.
With or without. This is Joy 94.9.
We're coming towards the end of Watershed. Or towards Watershed, actually. The floodgates are open. The levees are open.
Yeah, this is the snowy mountain scheme of double entendre on the full catastrophe with Hikaru Freeman and Andy Bell.
Video online all the time, joy.org.au.
And you can get hold of us around the scruff of the neck by SMSing 0427 joy 949 or emailing onair@joy.org.au. We're still not completely convinced by Bosley, but you know that we may have to move on from that. You can also find out about this program. There's also associative material, I think this is called, at joy.org.au/thefullcatastrophe. I'm intrigued after the show goes off air in a 4 weeks' time, what happens to joy.org.au/thefullcatastrophe? If it just
joy.org.au becomes this artifact in time,
the website just sort of melts in front of your eyes.
No, it's like it's frozen. Now, we do have an SMS in, which I think we'll just attend to very briefly. Before I give this little interesting tidbit of fact about
Daryl says, "Just want to say thanks for playing the Beatle chant. I don't know where you got such a recording, but thanks." Well, I got it in a $3 shop.
Yep.
And I
not so queer as a $3.
Yeah. It's called Gregorian Chants, Songs of the Beatles, and performed by, and I'll spell this because I don't think this is a real Latin word, Auscultate. I think that...
Auscultate.
I think that is a Latin anagram for something rude. But it's from ELAP Music, ELAP. And look, I've searched for it and never found who they are. But, you know, Daryl, I mean, after this show ends, am I going to play it at home? If you'd like it, drop us a line. I'll put it in the post for you. Now, you've been waiting with your...
Yes.
You've been chomping at the bit, well, or is that champing at the bit, with your tid.
Well, did you ever see the film version of Hair, the musical? The 1979, directed by Milos Forman?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't allowed to.
Are you familiar with the song White Boys from Hair? You know, white boys are so pretty, da 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 da.
No, I wasn't allowed to.
Well, that regardless of that, I have seen the film version of Hair. I don't remember them in it. But the next band that's coming up here is the Stylistics. And they sang, featured in Hair, where they sang the song White Boys with Nell Carter.
I know Nell Carter.
Yes. And Senator, these are no Nell Carters.
Sing, baby, sing. The Stylistics, Sing Baby Sing on AMTFC.
That was really good.
Yeah. That's really catchy. No. It's one of the rare stylistic songs where they actually are singing upbeat.
I like it.
Yeah.
I've known it in ages.
You're glowing. You're glowing.
You
have caused the sun to come out in the middle of the night.
Well, you know, people who may have been listening, they may have heard, and I alluded to, it's not been the easiest of days.
No.
But thank you very much, Daryl, who I offered the Gregorian chants, Songs of the Beatles, to. The phone went off, and it will be, I will try and get it in the post by the middle of next week, because...
believe it or not, we did not...
Better than in the landfill.
It was like a prize. That's the closest thing we've had to a prize on this program ever.
That's true.
Yeah.
You
can win the Gregorian chants versions of the Beatles.
No, that is delightful because from day one of this program, one of the ideas was that people would hear something they'd never heard anywhere else and went, oh, I wonder what that is. And I know from trying to find out about that silly CD, I can't find any information. I've never seen it since. Not that I've been looking. But the fact that someone heard it tonight went, oh, I like the sound of that. Well, Daryl, it will be yours.
It proves that it was not a money laundering project.
Correct.
Now, we could not have any more of a further contrast between the Stylistics and this next group, which is Kirinji, a sort of Japanese answer to Steely Dan. The song is called Ieji, or The Road Home.
Oh, that's sort of like this program. We're going crossing the sticks.
Exactly.
Ah. A bit Steely Danish.
Very much so. That was Kirinji, Ieji, or The Road Home. And you could just sort of feel the driving sense of that.
Yeah, really. You know what I was feeling there? Those nighttime drives with the headlights going across.
Yes.
And when you're a little bub and you're on the back seat and you're supposed to be asleep, but you're not, and you're often earwigging your parents.
And you can't quite see the top of the window. So you can just sort of see, it's just like the stream of lights going past.
That takes me back under a blanket and.
Can I say one thing about this weather that we're having here in Melbourne?
I'll say five things.
Okay. Does it literally feel like we are just having the same day on repeat?
It's utter rubbish. And I don't like it, and I want it to stop.
I want it to stop
at least 3 days.
I mean,
it's very hot. Any overseas listeners, pull a face. It's been over 30 for what now? 7 days in a row?
It's got almost 10, I think, something like that. 30 degrees.
And a bit humid, and it's March, which is not when it should be this temperature. And the poor plants and the gardens are looking very...
No, just everyone's temperament has actually gotten worse.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, by the way, this is the anger show. No, I mean, everyone seems like the temper...
Come outside and say that.
Yeah, everyone feels angry at each other. I mean, they...
Just, I saw two blokes going at it at an intersection the other night.
I mean, it's just... It seems to be, yeah, it's like we're all sort of angry at just the weather staying the way it is.
You know, this time, in about 2 weeks' time, when it'll be 12 degrees, pouring with rain.
I can't stand the cold. It's so cold. I'm never happy. I'm going to have a shortened lifespan.
I had to go there.
That's a new glove puppet character we're introducing.
I've got to have a shorter lifespan.
This is the, if you've just joined the program... this is the Fall Catastrophe, which has, up to this point for 5 years, presented a miscellany of music and informed comment. But as it nears the end of its lifespan...
We are sucking on the teeth of absurdity.
We are getting stranger and stranger, but... Stay with us, because the music is the life belt.
Absolutely.
As Hikaru Freeman, who's the one with the funny accent, and Andy Bell,
who's the one with the other funny accent,
sit here.
Governor.
Yes. And do you know what we do? We regale stories.
Very
That's
much
what
so.
We regale.
Very much
And
so.
What I have to regale to you now is this. On 94.9 megahertz, this is Three Joy. Yeehaw. Normally I have an aversion to songs that sound like that, but anything that has the words twins and top associated with it is all right by me. The Top Twins there, and High Time.
By the way, welcome to After Dark TFC.
It is the 35th anniversary of the first broadcast of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
So long, thanks for all the fish.
And it was started on radio, and I remember it because I was a uni student, and... It was on a Sunday night that they broadcast it. Imagine broadcasting half-hour comedy drama on a Sunday night. But it became an absolute worldwide cult thing. And the telly thing, yeah. It should have been made into...
I like the film version. I will say that because only one reason they used Niall... Hanrahan, I'm mispronouncing his name, but he's from the Divine Comedy, and he wrote the lead song. Should have got an Oscar nom.
Okay, yeah. But very good radio,
very
beautifully done. 35 years ago, radio can still be a place where the mind runs rampant and often stays out of the gutter. That's a challenge for you.
Now I do have a question for you. Since you said you listened to The Hitchhikers, what is the secret of life?
The answer to life, the universe, and everything. Well, apart from 42, which is a terrific line, because 42 is such a... Why is that a funny number? It is funnier than 40 or 50. 47 is quite funny, but 42, because it's an even number. I think
but
that makes it...
But it's an even number in a funny order, because we generally think 2, 4, 6, 8, but then it's... See, it messes with your head, 42.
So it's a deconstructed progression.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyone else got any ideas? 0427JOY949, on air at joy.org.au.
At Full Cat Joy on Twitter, TFC Random Tunes on the Facebook.
Yes, indeed. So 35 years of Hitchhiker's Guide, 5 years of the Full Catastrophe.
I'm 34. You're 54.
Yep. That's accurate. Thank you.
don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. My poor self together. I'm weary all the time. I love, love. This misery's just too much for me. Can't go on. All I had in life is gone. Stormy.
Musique and a very classy rendition of Stormy Weather, the great Harold Arlen song.
Ba-dam! Ba-dam!
Yeah.
Ba-dam!
Thank you.
Sorry.
Previously on the full catastrophe, we did play a track, Padam, Padam, Padam.
That went on.
It didn't go on.
It went on like this heat is gone on. It went on for hours. Hours.
I've 6 minutes and five seconds.
Do you know how many nationalities I racked up in the middle waiting for that song to end? I not only became French, I became Belgian.
Luxembourgish.
Luxembourgish.
Talking of which,
yes.
If you haven't been to the website, the blog at joy.org.au/thefullcatastrophe.
Don't forget the article.
In the rundown of this, and I use the word advisedly, in the rundown of this program in the last couple of weeks, every week, as well as bits and pieces about the songs and some clips and some pictures and some silliness, there is a close down of a television station in the days... Young folk, when television used to start and stop, it yes. wasn't there all the time, and these were great fun events.
Oh,
and tonight, RTL yeah. from Luxembourg closes down.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, RTL
with a very funky pop show before the continuity announce comes on, featuring the music of Brian Ferry, but with a woman playing a saxophone.
Sorry, I didn't mean to snort.
Worth going to the fullcatastrophe.wordpress.com, which is another route or route to get to joy.org.au/thefullcatastrophe. And I rescued myself there.
Yes,
I don't think I need to tell you what the name of the program is. The station, however,
is Joy in triplicate.
Is it?
Allegedly.
94.9.
One of only three gay radio stations in the world, right here in your own backyard. Thanks for your support, Melbourne. Joy, 94.9.
I sometimes wonder what the other two are doing when we're on.
I have no idea.
Perhaps they counter-program.
They're probably, yes, they're counter-programming.
What would be a counter-program to this? Because this is the ultimate counter-program.
I would
program.
Say that the counter-program to us would be probably, Gemini, I don't know, the Straight Hour or something like that? No. The counter-program to us is running 2.5 hours of nothing but Kylie Minogue, Bananarama, and, I'd say the Indigo Girls.
Yeah.
Without any continuity announcers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Actually, that would be the counter program. There would be no announcers at all.
No announcers.
There would just
at all.
Be music.
Just music
and. No irritation.
And music and cliche.
No extraneous
cliche
material.
Music. Now.
No repetition of frequencies. Can you just imagine that?
Yeah.
If I was captured by a bunch of, I don't know, international whatevers, and I'm in the middle
International men of mystery.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of the jungle. I am tied to a chair, and they're, you know, hit me around the face.
By the way, welcome to After Dark TFC.
No, stay with me on this. What am I going to tell them?
Okay.
94.9. My number is 94.9.
You'll tell us now. What is the name of...
I've already been accused of saying that in my sleep, apparently.
94.9.
I do literally, yes, I have been accused of saying that in my sleep. Now, it is time.
Da, 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 Eurovision.
Yes, because it is time for us to address the elephant in the room. Now,
watch out.
Okay, well.
She's one of my
girls. I could have said the dragon. I said the elephant. Okay. All right.
Right.
And I didn't say C at the end of it, so I wasn't being offensive.
No.
By the way, to our Welsh viewers, I apologize. Now, viewers, listeners, and...
Get to the point!
The point that I'm making is that it has just been revealed this week that Bonnie Tyler will be representing the UK, which, at Eurovision this year.
Yep.
With a song called Believe in Me.
Now, she's younger than Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yes. And she thanks that courtesy of Botox.
And she's from a place called Skewen, which is... This is true. Skewen.
What was she doing in Skewen?
She was being brought up, as you are brought up in Skewen, which is in South Wales, near a place called Neath. Okay?
Beneath Neath.
No.
Is Skewen beneath Neath?
Skewen is near Neath. Good boy. I don't make fun of her, because she's lovely. And, look, I have to say, for reasons that I don't want to bore people with, I've been far too busy with other challenges in the last couple of weeks.
Both have been.
I've taken no notice of Eurovision. You've a cursory glance, a bit more than a cursory glance.
Yeah.
What are the chances of our Bonnie raising not only the Union Jack, Jacker in Deb, as we call it, but also the Drei Goch, the Red Dragon flag?
Well, let's just, I'll take a historical view from this. Remember, in 1997, Katrina and the Waves, who had really only had that one hit, came out of nowhere to win. So, let's just say that. And then there's this little interesting tidbit, which is that the UK, the last time the contest was in Sweden, the UK had Nikki French, who made herself a big hit off of a version of Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Oh.
Isn't that ironic?
Segue to Bonnie Tyler.
Yes. Now,
why are we talking about Eurovision? We're not going to play the Bonnie Tyler song.
No. We are actually going to play a former Eurovision entrant, Elena Risteska, who represented the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, Fyrom, back in 2006 with a song called Nina 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 Nina. Now, here she is singing Ona Drugoto.
Which means?
The other thing.
What other thing? The other thing.
Ne znam što da izberam.
Dobri Biesma.
Funky from Fire On. That was pretty funky.
Yeah, Elena Risteska, Ona Drugoto, or The Other Thing.
And we'd like to say thank you to the lovely
Dean.
Yes, he's saying we're on fire tonight. Well, I think suddenly our minds are actually, it might sound like chaos, yeah, but we're thinking we're only going to do this in this arena. Yeah. I will add that rider and caveat.
Yes.
Because you never know where we might pop up next. And Matt's also got on the thing. Hello, boys. Fun as always. Gay Radio UK's counter-programming 70s mix against you.
Well,
that's
what
not,
do we say to that 70s mix?
That's not counter-program. We say, Senator.
We say with that 70s mix, we will raise you soundtracks from failed 80s films. Because, do you remember the Fat Boys?
Dated a couple.
The Fat Boys were a rap group. I think one of them has deceased from actually obesity. And it was vogue in the 80s to have, you know, put rap groups on with, give them their own movie. And the Fat Boys had their own movie called Disorderlies, which you could have sworn was a Laurel and Hardy film.
I thought that was a Laurel and Hardy film.
Yeah.
But I was almost in the right genre because Ralph Bellamy's in Disorderlies. He must have been 107.
He was desiccated in that. And it was actually, Disorderlies was a film bomb, but it also featured the introduction of Bananarama to the U.S. in the soundtrack.
Now, hold on a minute. Yeah. We said not 10 minutes ago we weren't going to have any truck with Bananarama.
And we won't.
Ah, thank you. That was a close shave.
However, unfortunately, we do feature the occasional Diane Warren song, and that's really who wrote this song, Work Me Down, performed by Laura Hunter. What?
Well, Disorderlies might have been a dump of a film.
I know.
But, oh, you've seen it, have you?
I was 8 years old. I'm easily entertained. Laura Hunter, Work Me Down.
That was all right. Gorgeous. Now, we've tried to get a picture and put it on the blog, but the machine's not allowing me.
Yeah.
I'll try and remember tomorrow, because Ralph Bellamy, I thought he was how old? 125? He looks 904 with teeth that were made this morning. It's not a pretty sight there.
Oh, no, it's not. 14 minutes to 11. Not much time left.
Well, vinylism, vinylism, vinylism.
It's a club thing.
We'll follow this program with Vass One. But before all of that, joy, joy, joy. Before all of that, this.
Oh, this old house once knew its children. This old house once knew its wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter. Oh, this old house heard many shouts. Now it trembles.
See this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more.
He got
Brian Setzer Orchestra, This Old House.
Not named after the PBS show.
Which is a home improvement thing.
No,
no, they yes, there we go. This Old House, this old program is winding down this evening. And overall, if you've just hopped on board, it is The Full Catastrophe on Joy 94.9 with Hikaru Freeman. That's him. Andy Bell, that's me.
10 to 11.
And we play lots of stuff. And tonight has been really fabulously all over the place tonight.
Yes.
Mainly, what were we, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s,
2000s. Yeah. You know, we got and good. And we do have some 2013 music coming up. Can I say one thing? Now, we don't try to get too self-referential, and I do mean referential in terms of making references to ourselves, but those longtime TFC listeners will know that it is what I like to call the Alan Prick controversy. With our...
Now, for new listeners, that's because I played a track once by Alan Price, mm-hmm. and my good friend, comrade, and fellow salsa muncher, Hikaru Freeman, was not that aware of Alan Price, but looked at my handwriting and thought his name was...
Alan Prick.
Tonight,
There is not a single... Your writing is completely clear. I literally can read everything is literally as it says.
And that's where the problems start.
Except for one thing.
What?
You wrote Karinji's name. You gave them an extra J.
Did I?
Yeah.
I did too.
Karinji.
Oh, you know what?
Karinji.
I was listening to Triple J at the time and made up for that.
Ah, yes.
Okay. Right. Moving right along, there is a splendid compilation album, which is one of my faves, called The Girl Group Sound. And here is a track from it. It is disc one, track 11, and that's all I'm going to say. That's definitely a girl group, a very young girl group. What makes me love you like I do? Glen Campbell.
Yes, Glen Campbell.
This has been a surprising choice from you this evening.
Really?
Absolutely.
I don't know what my attraction is to Glen Campbell's oeuvre music. I think it's because he did a lot of stuff with the Beach Boys. And I kind of... And he... This is before he turned into the whole, you know, country singer, but...
Sorry, I'm still in a combi van with elastic
side boots. I know. I can tell.
Sideburns.
Ugh. But and you want to talk about stark contrast? What can be more stark contrast than that? Than Wichita Lineman by Glen Campbell.
No. That's not that. No.
For the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Lynn Campbell, Wichita lineman.
Hikaru is getting very, very
misty-eyed
about snow on the ground.
Yes. Well, not just because it's extremely hot here, but actually that sort of song right there, I'm going to make a reference out here that anyone that has driven or spent a lot of time in a snowbound area, you have that moment in the morning after a huge snowstorm where you push the snow off or scrape the snow off of your car and you get you sort of get onto the road and you realize that there's really no one on the road. So you turn on the radio and that's the sort of song that you hear where you just sort of feel that sort of, I'm you know, this is the way the world is. I'm sort of here. This is my moment.
You in know, your flappy hat. That.
You had to go to the flappy hat.
Well, it's a great image.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what... The flappy hat's not weird. I've never had
flappy hat.
I don't know what's so bizarre about that.
There's nothing bizarre.
By the way, so for clarification...
Don't be so defensive.
For clarification purposes...
How do you feel about that?
For clarification purposes, the type of hat that Andy is referring to...
Is a flappy hat.
It's the hat that covers your ears. It's basically what it is, and it generally has a furry side to it so that you can feel insulated. But no, that song, the Wichita Lineman, because one of the
making
things...
Making tracks in fresh snow.
It is. That's literally is what... It's the sort of song you would imagine that. If you've seen Alanis Morissette's video for the song Ironic, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. Don't you think?
Misty-eyed moment over?
It is a misty-eyed moment.
Have a piece of cheese and you'll feel better. This is The Full Catastrophe on Joy 94.9.
If you weren't so stupid, I could have loved you. And if you weren't so stupid, but you're pretty.
Out gay artist from Sydney, Brendan McLean, Stupid. Now, that was we've had a very interesting debate about that song. I mean, lyrically, it's quite complex because we can't quite tell. Are the lyrics meant to be ironic?
Or just whingy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, or is it a parody?
Either way,
is it a parody of it?
Well, a well-regarded observer of Australian music said recently there is a subgenre of Australian music, whingy. You know, that sort of, I would have fallen in love with you if you hadn't left your trampoline in the back of my combi van kind of song. You know, you see them usually in the dying minutes of some doomed Channel 10 drama, something like that. Am I being sort of a bit broad brush there?
We're down to the last... are we in negative time now from four? Because technically we're
technically...
By the way, this is a slightly extended version of
Vass Catastrophe. Will be here.
Yes. Vass will be here with...
Yeah, he will be here.
Yeah, he will be here. Mm. Yeah. Vinylism.
It's a club thing.
Can we say that any drier?
What have you learned today, not referring to any song titles?
Not referring to any song titles. I've learned more than anything else that ultimately, as time goes on, as Tempest Fugit and Walruses Fly, la 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 la, we don't have music. So I ask you.
We have music of the brain.
We have music of the brain. This has been a total bloodbath podcastrophe.
That's a nice way of putting it.
On Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.